Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. The Community and Public Sector Union has issued a warning over the upcoming Victorian state budget. Secretary Karen Batts told the Herald Sun that concerns over possible program cuts in the billions is affecting worker morale. The Sun yesterday reported on more than 300 programs which haven't been guaranteed funding next financial year. Police are looking to speak to any witnesses today after a three-car smash in Pine Lodge on Friday night. It's alleged a Camry failed to stop at a stop sign before colliding with two other cars at the New Dookie and Boundary Roads intersection. Six people were taken to hospital, a 17-year-old woman and 32-year-old man still in a critical condition. Bass Coast Shire has revealed its draft 2024-25 budget. It includes money for a number of projects and sticks to the state government's 2.75% rate cap. Making news elsewhere this morning, the Gippsland town of Poowong celebrated its 150th birthday over the weekend, and next weekend, Mildura will be chock-full of artists celebrating the Murray River. Borders is a three-day mini-festival that's running from April 26 at Apex Park in the Powerhouse Precinct, featuring art, performances and workshops. The Bridge Art Project at Chuka Moama is among the four partner organisations for the event, and creative producer Ray Kendrigan says the project has been running for almost 3 years, bringing together artists from along the river.
We've been running a series of research labs in Albury Wodonga, Echuca Moama, the Swan Hill region and Mildura region. Throughout the last couple of years, we've been researching the river, looking at the kind of juxtaposition of the river as an ecological and cultural meeting place.
The Western Derby in yesterday's Gippsland leg action has gone the way of Druin, the Hawks putting Warragul away by 12 points. Elsewhere, a match to forget for Mafra, with Leon Gather snagging a 102-point win. And looking to the Goulburn Valley League netball, Marupna had no trouble getting the win against Echuca.